gentlemen, quiet, please. A murder has been committed.
Here's your chance to play detective. Philco Mysteries on the air. The new exciting, thrilling, chilling radio contest that pays you huge cash prizes for having fun. Every week at this same time over this station, your Philco radio tube dealer brings you transcribed the Philco Mystery Contest. $50,000 in cash for the winners. $50,000 in cash for solving simple mysteries. Weekly prizes, big grand prizes, a real contest of skill. Anybody can enter, nothing to buy, and you may win. All you need is the free Philco mystery book your Philco tube dealer will give you. Tells you all the amazing details, shows you how easily you can win, lists all the prizes, contains free entry blanks. You cannot win without this book. Get your free copy right away. Already? Got your thinking caps on? Then here goes Philco mystery number one. Listen carefully. Keep your wits about you. Better have pencil and paper handy. Jot things down in your Philco mystery book, of course, if you already have it. And if you haven't, be sure you get it as soon as possible. Phyllis Coe, her friends call her Phil Coe, the beautiful girl detective, daughter of the late Philip Coe, world-famous criminologist, is going to solve a mystery right before your ears. And then you are going to show how she solved it. Come on, let's play detective. Your first case is the case of the dead magician.
Up there on the stage of the Regal Variety Theater, the great Umberto is just completing his clever manipulation of a pack of cards. The trick the magician is doing now is all the more amazing because Umberto is wearing a pair of gloves. Ah, there it is. Using only one hand, with a lightning quick gesture, he has fanned the whole pack out like a peacock's tail. It's a beautiful trick, and the audience appreciates Umberto's skill as well they should. He takes a bow, and now he's taking off the gloves. He walks over to the wings, and with studied carelessness, he tosses the gloves to someone waiting off stage. And now he's back in the center of the stage to make an announcement. The great Umberto.
Thank you, my friends. Thank you. And now comes my most remarkable achievement. The illusion which has made me famous in 37 countries of the world. It gives me particular pride to perform my illusion this evening, because seated here before me in the front row is Miss Phyllis Coe, the daughter of that world-famous criminologist, the late Philip Coe. And seated beside this charming lady is the well-known mystery novelist, Mr. Thomas Taylor. And now for my amazing illusion. A human being, a man or a woman from this audience, will seat himself upon this chair here on the stage. I will stand in front of this person with my back to the audience and have the lights put out for the merest instant. When the lights are again put on, the person will have disappeared. Now, who will be so kind as to come up here to the stage to assist me? Please, please, someone, anyone. There is no danger.
Me?
Ah, this young lady here.
I do, mister.
Perfectly, my dear. Come up these little steps, please. Allow me.
Thanks.
Now, you will kindly be seated upon this chair.
All right. Now, what do I do?
You do nothing. It is I who will do.
Oh.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the young lady is seated. And now I stand in front of the young lady with my back to the audience. So, are you ready, my dear?
Okay, go ahead.
Now, I will count three slowly. On the count of three, please flash all the lights off, and then on again instantly.
Yes, sir.
And now, I begin to count. One, two, three.
Will everyone please remain seated?
Look, Umberto is dead!
Quiet, please. Quiet, everybody, quiet.
No, that magician's been murdered.
We don't know whether he's been murdered or not, madam, but he has been shot.
Oh.
Now, can all of you ushers and stagehands hear me?
Yes.
My name is Phyllis Coe. I'm a criminologist, an amateur, but still I've had experience with these cases. I want you ushers and stagehands to guard all the exits.
All right.
Don't let anyone leave the theater. One of you, please go out and get the police.
Okay, I will.
Now, is there a doctor in the audience?
Yes, Miss Coe, I'm a doctor.
Oh, please come up here and examine this man.
Of course, immediately.
Phil.
What, Tom?
You sure you want to get mixed up in this?
Of course I do. It's my duty.
Well, I might get another novel out of this, but don't do anything rash.
Oh, well, huh? Don't worry. Well, Doctor, what this about it?
This man is dead. The bullet entered his chest on the right side. Who could have done it, Miss Cole?
Entered the front of the body on the right side. Well, that girl could have done it. She was rather close to the magician, you'll remember.
The girl? Of course, it must have been the girl. But where is she?
She must have run away. You over there. Are you one of the stagehands?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Eddie Daniels, the property man.
All right, Eddie. Stand by, will you please? Sure. I may want to ask you a few questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Tom.
Yes, Phil.
Right after the shot, I heard a gun thrown on the stage. Will you look for it, please?
Sure.
It's probably under that black curtain at the back of the stage.
Yep, you're right. It is here. Shall I pick it up?
Yes, but do it with a handkerchief and examine the gun for fingerprints.
Righto.
Doctor, have you found anything of interest?
Not much, Miss Cole. As I told you, the bullet entered the right side of his chest.
Yes.
And there are no powder marks or burns on the dress shirt or coat.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Oh, this is simply awful.
Oh, please, please, you'll have to be quiet, miss.
I'm not a miss, I'm a widow. I'm Mrs. R.J. Brown.
Well, Mrs. Brown, I must ask you to be quiet.
How can I be quiet? Oh,
Phil, look out!
Oh!
Boy, that was close.
You're telling me.
Hey, I'll say it was close, Miss Cole. That sandbag fell all the way down from the fly loft over the stage.
Where are the ropes that control these sandbags?
They're backstage. Come on back and I'll show you.
All right. Lead the way, please.
I'm tagging along, Phil.
All right, Tom.
Well, Miss Cole, here are the ropes.
I see. And here's the one that dropped the sandbag after it was loosened.
Well, whoever did it must be backstage here somewhere.
Who's back here? You may as well come out and show yourself.
All right. Line up the three of
you. Look out, Tommy has a gun.
I'll drill the first one of you that moves. Get me?
Cut it out, Sam.
Shut up, Eddie. This is my business.
Eddie, do you know this man?
Why, sure. It's Sam Bolivar. He plays a trombone in the orchestra. Okay, Sam, hand over that gun.
No, you don't. Get away, Eddie.
Eddie!
Now, don't worry, Miss Cole. That gun's loaded with blanks for one of the dramatic sketches on this week's bill. Sam must have swiped it out of my property room here. One move out of you, Sam, and I'll slug you.
Let's all go into your property room, Eddie.
Yeah, sure, Miss Cole.
All right, Sam, you first.
Okay, I'm going.
You come in too, Eddie.
Yeah, sure.
And you, Tom.
And how?
Now, Sam, why did you drop that sandbag?
Well, I wanted to scare you out of the theater.
Why? Did you shoot Umberto?
What if I did?
Did you or didn't you?
Yeah, I shot him, the dirty skunk. He deserved worse than that. Shooting was too good for him.
Never mind that. Where were you standing when you shot him?
Right behind him, down in the orchestra pit.
I see. And then you threw the gun up on the stage?
Yeah. Then I ducked out under the stage, through the door in the orchestra pit.
Tom, are there many fingerprints on the murder gun?
Matter of fact, darling, there don't seem to be any. The murderer probably wore gloves.
Thanks. Now, Eddie,
yeah?
I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
You were backstage when the shooting occurred, so you might be able to help us clear up a few points.
Okay, Miss Cole.
What's the use of wasting any more time? I told you I shot the guy, didn't
I? Yes, but I still want to talk to Eddie. Now, Eddie, you said you're the property man, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Just what are your duties?
Well, it's my job to take care of the props. You know, anything that an actor handles on stage is called a prop. It may be a pack of cigarettes, a cane, a bunch of flowers, or anything. For instance, those gloves that Umberto threw to me.
I see. Where were you when Umberto was shot?
I was in the wings. I was waiting to take that chair off after his act.
You were there when the light went out?
Yes, ma'am. I heard Umberto count three, and then the shot was fired.
I see. All right, Eddie, thank
you. Eddie, no, I didn't do it. I tell you, I didn't do it. Let me go.
That's what you say.
Hey, Captain, bring that girl in here, will you?
Okay, come on, you.
I didn't do it. Let me go. I didn't do it.
I found this girl running down 13th Street with a stage doorman chasing her. So I nabbed her and brought her back in.
Thanks, officer. Go out on the stage, will you? You might be able to help.
Okay.
Sam, what are you doing here?
Well, Glenda, I shot Umberto. They caught me.
Oh, no, Sam, you didn't do it. You didn't.
Now, wait a minute, Glenda. How do you know Sam?
Well, he's my boyfriend. We're going to be married. But he didn't do it. I did it. I shot Umberto.
Glenda. Glenda, what are you saying?
Mother.
Mrs. Brown.
I heard what she just said. But she didn't do it, I tell you.
I did shoot him, Mom. I did, oh, I did.
They're both crazy, Miss Cole. I told you I did it. Ain't that enough?
Well, this is the craziest murder I ever heard of. Everybody wants to go to jail.
Be quiet, Tom.
Yes, dear.
Now, Mrs. Brown,
I tell you, my daughter didn't do it. I shot Umberto.
Why?
Because 3 years ago, I had another daughter. Glenda's younger sister. She met Umberto and fell in love with him. And one night they ran away together and got married. Then I began to get letters from my baby. Heartbreaking letters. She said that her husband mistreated her, beat her terribly. Several months later, they sent her back to me. She'd taken poison. I swore then that I'd get the man who killed my baby, and now I've had my revenge. That man's dead and I killed him.
I was sitting in the front row, and when the lights went out, I shot him and threw the gun up on the stage.
I was sitting in the audience, too, Mrs. Brown. But I didn't see any flash when the shot was fired.
Of course you didn't. I tell you, I shot him because of what he did to my sister. I held the gun right against his chest, and I fired.
You did not, Glenda.
Sam, I tell you, I did.
You women are both lying to save each other.
And Sam, you're lying to save Glenda. Oh, why don't you children stop it? I shot that beast, and I'm ready to take the consequences.
But Mrs. Brown, there are no fingerprints on the gun.
Well, I wrapped the handkerchief around the gun, yes. Yes, that's what I did.
You see, Miss Coe, you can see that my mother's lying. I did it, I tell you. I did it.
Now, wait. Be quiet, all of you. Tom.
Yes, Phil.
Since you're holding the murder gun in your hand, I suggest you aim it at Eddie Daniels, the property man.
Huh? It's loaded, you know.
Of course. And if Eddie makes a move, you'd better pull the trigger.
Hey, wait a minute. What's the idea?
My friends, Eddie Daniels is the only one in this room who could possibly have killed Umberto. Are you going to tell us about it, Eddie?
Yes, ma'am. I guess I might as well. Now that I look back on what I've said during the past 10 minutes, I can see that I made enough mistakes to hang an army. Yeah, I stood in the wings and shot that rat Umberto and chucked the gun out toward those curtains on the stage. Umberto seemed to have a way with young girls, and like Mrs. Brown here, I once had a daughter, too. Well, come on. What are we waiting for?
So, Eddie Daniels, the property man, murdered the great Umberto. And you have just heard Phil Coe, the famous girl detective, find the murderer. Of course, you know how Phil Coe found it out. You heard everything that happened. You know everything Phil knew. It ought to be very simple for you to point out why Phil Coe suspected Eddie. Can you? How good a detective are you? $50,000 in cash prizes are waiting for the best detectives among you listeners to this program. Over 2,000 weekly prizes and 51 huge grand prizes in the great Phil Coe Mystery Contest. It's all fully explained with fascinating diagrams and full details in the Phil Coe Mystery Book, which your Phil Coe tube dealer will give you free. If you haven't yours already, get it just as soon as you can. Then you can enter this easy contest that pays big cash rewards. There never was a simpler, easier, more exciting contest. Nothing to buy. Anybody can enter. This is a real contest of skill. Conciseness, clearness, neatness, and good common sense are the only things that count. Enter the Phil Coe Mystery Contest now. Go to your Phil Coe tube dealer and get the free mystery book with the official entry blanks. Read the rules and directions carefully. Follow them exactly. Study the diagram in the case of the dead magician. Then answer the simple question. Your answer may be the winner. Don't miss a single one of the Phil Coe mysteries. Listen every week at this time over this station. Better be sure you have Phil Coe radio tubes in your set so that reception will be good and clear and you won't miss a single important detail of any mystery program. You want to win some of that $50,000 in cash, don't you? Then get started. Be a detective. It's fun. Next week, Phil Coe, the girl detective, brings you another swell mystery, The Missing Masterpiece. Listen in at this same time over this same station. Read all about it beforehand in the free Phil Coe Mystery Book. We hope you win.